iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to our weekly roundup from iGlobalNews.com right here on iGlobal Radio. And in this week's weekly roundup, it's India's solar influence, curry truths, Dharma discourses and more. Now, one of India's major gifts to the world is the International Solar Alliance, and a new United Nations pact sets it on the course for even greater impact. And in one of the most talked about columns of the week, food writer Malika Basu writes exclusively about why curry is not such an accurate reference point for Indian food. And as part of the regular Living Bridge Conversations series, iGlobal had an immersive discussion between celebrated author Amish Tripathi and musician Rakesh Chauhan. All that and more. Stay with us right here.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And so to our first story from our weekly roundup, one of India's major gifts to the world is the International Solar Alliance, and a new United Nations pact sets it on the course for even greater impact. Now, the India-led International Solar Alliance is the United Nations and the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change signed a memorandum of understanding at the recently concluded COP26 Climate Summit in Glasgow, agreeing to collaborate and support countries in the implementation of ambitious national climate action in line with global efforts. The MOU, signed by ISA Director General Dr. Ajay Mathur and UNFCCCC Deputy Executive Secretary Ovais Sarmad, involves the two institutions working to jointly organize a set of activities to facilitate the implementation of mitigation action in the energy sector, facilitate the implementation of national determined contributions and long-term low-emission development strategies. The agreement will also lend support to developing country stakeholders, including small island nations and least developed countries, in accelerating the adoption of policy options and approaches for decarbonization technologies. More on that story from the iGlobal desk under the News and Views section at iGlobalNews.com.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iGlobalNews.com. And so to the food section of iGlobalNews.com with our weekly roundup. In one of the most talked about columns of the week, food writer Malika Basu writes exclusively about why curry is not such an accurate reference point for Indian food. And the story goes on to say that the word curry has emerged as a bone of contention for South Asians in amidst an ongoing love of creamy saag aloo, Palawi naan bread, and steamy pilau rice. Long being used incorrectly, it's recently exposed the bitter truth about attitudes to commercializing what monetarized cultures hold dear and the need for sustained research and respect. Food writers often lose their appetite over this, and last week she attempted to privately educate a chef about a curry night they were hosting with food from across India that featured recipes from Pakistan and Sri Lanka. An issue close to her heart, prolific food blogger Jaheti Bansal recently propelled it to headline status with calls for people to stop referring to all Indian food as curry. This quickly sparked articles in mainstream media asking if the word curry is racist.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iGlobalNews.com. And now if you head to the videos section at iglobalnews.com, and as part of the regular Living Bridge Conversations series, iGlobal had an immersive discussion between celebrated author Amish Tripathi and musician Rakesh Chauhan. And author Amish Tripathi spoke with musician Rakesh Chauhan to delve into the confluence of music and literature. The Living Bridge Conversations celebrated the British Indian diaspora in all its dynamism and vibrancy through inspiring discussions and fun chats with experts across various fields.
The plays of Kalidasa, the plays of Bhasa, they didn't follow the traditional act structure that you see in Western theatre. They did have, of course, flow to the play. But music and dance was a big part of our traditional Sanskrit theatre. And even the way our nataks were, the folk theatre was, our katha traditions were very music-driven. So if you see even our traditional epics, they're not written in the form of prose. They're actually written as poetry. Ramayana is essentially the first poem. That's what the Indians believe. Even the Mahabharata is, in fact, actually, even historically, it is the oldest text written in the form of poetry. Either Gilgamesh text or the Ramayana Mahabharata could be considered as old, but Gilgamesh is not written in the form of poetry, Mesopotamian Gilgamesh. So therefore, music and words and storytelling were always in some ways amalgamated went hand in hand in India. And you find that in Bollywood movies as well. I'm not suggesting Bollywood movies are as, classical or high quality as Sanskrit plays, of course not. But they're fantastically entertaining, but they follow the traditional Indian way, which is why so many Bollywood movies are also musicals, right?
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
And so as we continue with our weekly roundup from iGlobalNews.com, we take a more detailed look at the stories of the week. The iGlobal columnist catches up with an artist with a difference. And in this regular series, our resident poet introduces another inspiring Indian poet abroad. And a special podcast, A Wedding Lawyer, delves into the COVID-hit marital world. And also Tulsi Vivah, The Worship of Plants in Indian Culture. In this latest episode of this podcast series, we hear about the divinity in plants and why Hindus keep Tulsi in their homes. Do stay with us for more.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
Now, with our stories from the week, the iGlobal columnist caught up with an artist with a difference. And Reena Ranger, Chair of Women Empowered, is in conversation with Gitanjali Sood for her regular series for iGlobal to explore some inspirational facets from the life and achievements of prominent global Indians. London-based Gitanjali quit her full-time job as an art teacher in summer 2020 to set up Gitatsi to work as a full-time artist from a home studio, specialized in custom painting sneakers, fashion clothing accessories, as well as art canvases, murals, and a wide range of items. She uses Angulus paint, a high-quality medium specially designed for leather, fabrics, and plastics. Each item is created with a lot of thought and detailed hand-painted work, taking several hours. So has art always been her passion? She started painting from the age of 10 and never looked back, and art was always her favorite subject in school. She remembers being excited on the days art would be in her timetable, which was probably only twice a week. Receiving homework from her art teacher felt like a huge treat, and the hour-long lesson in the art room would feel like sitting in heaven.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iglobalnews.com. Now head into the columns section at iglobalnews.com. In this regular series, our resident poet introduces another inspiring Indian poet abroad. And this is all about the art of following heart and instinct. There are very few poets in the diaspora who are professional artists enjoying international critical acclaim for their paintings. When one looks at Meena Chopra's paintings, it's easy to see why. She's based in Canada and is involved with media productions and publications, instead of getting drawn into any political correctness that prevails around feminism. The artist in Meena has tried a unique approach and opted to celebrate women as what she creates as she. She offers a stunning visual encounter on her collection of poems as well. And donning no activist robes, she reveals women as shapes of energy expressed through a balanced riot of lines, shapes and colors. As with the paintings, her poems are also a journey of a woman's inner cosmos. This is a creation of untouched purity and its investigation. It means Meena's poems honestly follow her heart and imagination, and not much bother about the current trends in poetry.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And so from poetry to the wedding industry and post-COVID. In this special podcast, I spoke to Pranav Bonnot, a wedding lawyer who delved into the COVID-hit marital world. Pranav Bonnot is a solicitor at Meeby & Co, working on a broad range of commercial litigation matters alongside his busy legal career. He's also a counsellor for Epping Forest and also runs an organisation called Wedding Lawyer. So whether you've already had to postpone or cancel your wedding or your partner proposal in lockdown, making headway on your wedding plans whilst we're in the midst of a pandemic is unlikely to be a walk in the park. Inevitably, the wedding industry will look very different to what it did before the days of coronavirus and lockdowns.
You know, have we fully recovered? I think like anything post-pandemic, or as we're coming out of the pandemic, I think things are not quite feeling or looking quite the same as they were before the pandemic. People are getting lateral flow tests before they're going to a wedding.
Yes.
Waitresses and suppliers are wearing masks when they're servicing at weddings, which never happened before. And, you know, some people are saying, look, we'd rather not come to your wedding, not out of anything personal, but we just don't want to take that risk. So I think weddings, whilst they can legally happen as they were before, I think there is a slight apprehension, like you say, in terms of, you know, people actually attending or how they look and feel when you're there. How long is it likely to take to recover? Well, you know, some suppliers lost millions last year. Yes. And that's no exaggeration. If you look at particularly catering and venues that take on the lion's share of a wedding budget, you know, sometimes up to £30,000-£40,000 for a catering contract.
Yes.
Or a venue catering contract. You know, all of a sudden, on the 23rd of March 2020, when there was a ban on weddings, a whole year's worth of events were cancelled. You know, and if a caterer is, you know, taking home, you know, a revenue of about 100,000 on a given weekend,
yes,
it doesn't take very long for that to all add up. So
yes, it's a make or break situation for them. Absolutely.
I think it's going to take a few years actually to get back to some sort of pre-pandemic level actually.
Find out more about that story by heading over to the iMoney Show podcast at iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iglobalnews.com. And so too now Tulsi Vivah, the worship of plants in Indian culture. In this latest episode of this podcast series, I spoke to Dhruv Chitralia and we heard about the divinity in plants and why Hindus keep Tulsi in their homes. For thousands of years, the rishis proclaimed that there is life and consciousness in plants. This was only discovered by science in the early 20th century. Hindus worship the divinity in plants, and as a symbol of this, they keep the tulsi in their homes. Tulsi purifies the atmosphere in the house. It's a quality of tulsi that emits O3 into the atmosphere and makes it ozone rich. A person's efficiency increases because of this.
It was only discovered in the West in the 19th century by a scientist that plants have lives as well. But our sages have been saying this for so long. So our ancients knew so much than us in the modern world know. And our rishi saw the divine in the plants. But we can't play to every plant and go to the jungle and put tilak on each of them. Mm. I can't give water to every plant. And that's why our rishis say we should keep a tulsi plant in our courtyards and to pray to it. There will be many benefits because of this, and we haven't shown the benefits scientifically. We're just told to keep the tulsi, which is known in English as a basil plant, in our courtyards and pray to it, because benefits will happen. But the medicinal benefits of the tulsi plant are known world over. So I would elaborate that later. But when the tulsi plant is in our courtyards, then the atmosphere becomes cleansed, which scientists have proved in modern laboratories. So during the time of widespread pollution, there should be a tulsi plant in every house as it gets rid of pollution. It is a quality of tulsi that it emits O3 into the atmosphere and makes it ozone rich. A person's spiritual efficiency and mental efficiency increases because of this. You find a lot of ozone in this seaside because the sea contains a lot of ozone.
Yeah.
There's the most ozone early in the morning. Not every person has a sea next to them, and not every person can go to the sea every day. Therefore, keeping the tulsi plant in our courtyard, in our homes, we'll see the benefits. And our rishis knew all of this, but they didn't tell us the exact scientific meaning.
Yes.
They told the common person, just go and pray to the tulsi. So when one goes and lights a lamp in front of the tulsi plant gives water to it, then the person's efficiency grows. So the divine is in all the plants, but that's why we worship the tulsi plants.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And finally, to the health and fitness section at iGlobalNews.com, and why you needn't give up your favourite foods to feel fit with Sujatha's Health Corner. And so many people make the mistake of giving up their favourite foods to lose weight. They're looking for results quickly, but unfortunately, these often don't last long term. Some common foods that people reduce or avoid when doing quick fix diets are pasta, pizza, rice, roti, wraps, cookies, cake, chocolate, or savoury snacks like Bombay Mix. Or at times, people join diet programs. It's overwhelming as there are so many to choose from. Some popular diets are intermittent fasting, counting calories, having protein shakes, keto, paleo, Weight Watchers, Slimming World, Cambridge Diet, etc. Now, Sujatha gets messages from people all over the world who want to lose weight, and what they tell her is that they've done so many different programs and still nothing seems to work for them. So she understands this, and her clients who previously tried everything found that they could only do these diets for a short time and then weight crept right back up. Find out more about this story and more from the health and fitness section at iGlobalNews.com.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com. Thank you for listening to this week's weekly roundup from iGlobalNews.com right here on iGlobal Radio. You listen to us, and we will return the compliment to you.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.